35 years ago, Juan Perez had two little girls, a pregnant wife, and nearly nothing else to his name.
When I came in here, I didn't have a decent car, didn't have a house, pretty much didn't have nothing.
Juan had hopped from job to job, never really finding anything that stuck since he had arrived in the United States from Mexico. But he knew he needed to do better. And when he decided to try to get a job at Coke, he knew that if he were to succeed, he'd have to change.
If I go from one job to another, I'm never gonna get anything. We're never gonna go nowhere. We're never gonna have a house. We're never gonna, you know. So I got stuck in one job and work my way up. No matter how much they, you know, I gotta change my life, you know, my attitude. My everything has to be changed.
That decision to change and transform and apply a contribution-motivated mindset to everything he did would impact him and his entire family with benefits that continue to ripple out to this day.
The way that my mom will share it is she was pregnant with Lisa.
That's Liz Morales, Juan's oldest daughter.
And he had, again, lost another job. And I think he was doing like restaurant type of work, maybe like cooking, washing dishes. And my mom says, I remember we were looking for change in the car, just trying to even pay for the gas to get me to work. And one day your dad was like, no more.
And I saw in the newspaper that they were going to hire people here. I sleep outside. I sleep outside. I park right by the door Sunday and wait till Monday and just wash the door.
He was the first person to stand in line so that he had a chance to get the job.
When I start seeing people coming, I jump on it and be first in line, you know, so I get the job.
And from there, he said, I think he had made up his mind. He's keeping this job. Like, he can't do this anymore. He's got three girls. They can't keep living like this. And he was determined. And his determination just was pushed on us after that.
Juan's determination never wavered. He worked for Coke for more than 30 years before retiring in 2021.
I think Coke was my best decision in my life.
Juan wasn't stagnant during his time at Coke and found an environment that supported him as he learned and grew. And that started from his very first day as a forklift driver inside a Coke glitch manufacturing facility, where he was amazed by the opportunities before him.
When they hired me and they saw me the job, and I saw the first NC, that was a big, I never see those machines in my life. In my life, it wasn't in my mind. I saw it and said, man, one day I'm gonna run that machine.
And sure enough, he did.
I had one supervisor, and he approached me. Juan, you wanna do this? You wanna try this? Well, I don't know. Come on, you can do it. Come Monday and you're gonna start over here. And he moved me up. Maybe because he saw that I was willing to learn.
With a new opportunity, Juan went to work learning everything he could about it. Soon, he had taught himself how to program the machine and make it more efficient. Recognizing his ability and desire, his supervisors moved him to new roles that interested him and allowed him to provide greater value. Over time, he worked his way off the shop floor and into the offices behind it. Juan was always trying to learn as much as he could and continuously improve himself and those around him. These traits didn't just benefit him at Coke. He also taught them to his children.
He was always pushing us to be better. And I think that a lot of it was just him reminding us that they didn't have these opportunities and we have them close to us at our disposal. And like, we're not gonna waste that opportunity.
While their dad's constant pushing to be better wasn't always appreciated in the moment, Liz and her younger sister, Lisa Laura, recognize how invaluable those lessons were. Their dad even inspired them to go into accounting.
I went to school for psychology and I was 3 years in, about to graduate. And I remember my dad saying, you should think about accounting. They're at Coke, they're hiring a lot of accountants. And I was like, well, what's an accountant? I had no clue what that was. And he's like, I don't know what it is either, but they do math. And I know you like math, so just take a class or something to find out about it.
And she liked it. So much so that both she and Lisa eventually got degrees in accounting. And while it wasn't their first jobs out of college, both ended up at Coke, where they still work to this day.
He would always tell us, like, that's where you want to be. He saw that the more you contribute, the more you're able to progress in your career. And he saw that with himself. And so I think he knew that that would be an opportunity for us as well if we were here.
During their careers, Liz and Lisa have applied key Coke principles like self-actualization and transformation as they discover what they're passionate about and develop new skills that benefit others. Liz has been at Coke for 16 years and currently works as a treasury director. Lisa has been at Coke 9 years and is a human resources analyst after moving on from accounting after 6 years.
I wanted to work, but I wanted to enjoy what I was doing. And then just talking about fulfillment at work, it was just like, okay, what I knew Liz enjoyed what she was doing. You know, she enjoyed treasury. She enjoyed the problem solving. And I wanted more of that within my role. And that's what I was actually looking for.
The decision to change roles wasn't easy. But at Coke, people are encouraged to find roles that best fit their skills and passions. So even though Lisa was in a senior accounting position, she decided it was time to reevaluate.
I remember there was a fear trying to look outside of accounting because I went to school for accounting. I had all this work experience in accounting, but it's something I didn't want to grow in. I wanted to do something different, but it's like, where do I go from here? I don't know anything else.
With encouragement from her sister Liz, she went for it. Now she says she couldn't be happier with her decision to move into HR and is glad she works for a company that encouraged her to find a role that she finds fulfilling. Liz says nobody could have imagined the impact that their father's decision to get a job at Coke would have. First on their father, then on them, and now even on their own children.
I think growing up, we saw how much Coke did for my dad.
For our family.
For our family, yeah. Just changed. It changed everything.
They've enjoyed working for Coke and applying the values they've learned there, both in their career and at home. They're doing their best to teach their own children the same values instilled in them by their father, as the impacts of his decision to change his whole mindset and get and keep a job at Coke continue to ripple outward.
My life was different before I came here. I learned how to dream, you know? I always told them, look for, try. There is a chance.